This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, everyone. Welcome back to Prayers of the Pious. So this is a narration that speaks about a man that came from the nations that came before. So someone from the children of Israel, from Bani Israel, or from a nation that preceded the nation of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's an authentic narration, while some say that it is from Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu, or they trace it only to Jabir. The hadith mentions that Jabir radiallahu anhu says, I heard the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say that there was a man from the nations that came before you that as he was walking, he comes to this moment of regret with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he calls upon Allah and he says the following words, very powerful and beautiful words. He says, Allahumma anta anta wa ana ana. O Allah, you are you and I am I. You are who you are and I am who I am. Allahumma anta anta wa ana ana. Anta al-awwadu bil-maghfirah wa ana al-awwadu bil-dhunub. You are the one that consistently forgives, and I am the one that consistently sins. So he said, "Faghfirli," so forgive me. And then he fell into sajda. He fell into a prostration. So, O Allah, you are you, and I am me. You are the one who consistently forgives. I am the one who consistently sins. So forgive me. And then he falls into the sajda, falls into this prostration. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that a voice called out to him, فَنُودِيَ أَنْتَ الْعَوَّادُ بِالذُّنُوبِ وَأَنَا الْعَوَّادُ بِالْمَغْفِرَةِ قَدْ غَفَرْتُ لَكَ. That you are the one who consistently sins, and I am the one who consistently forgives, and so I have forgiven you. So he raised his head, وَقَدْ غَفَرَ اللَّهُ لَهُ, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had truly forgiven him. It's very simple, you know, that sometimes when you're calling upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, you're thinking about, again, the poetry, you're thinking about the names. But you are who you are, and I am who I am. Oh Allah, you are you, and I am me. And you're the one that loves to forgive, and I am the one that consistently sins, so forgive me. Sometimes invoking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the simplest of ways is a means of attaining that forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and attaining exactly what you may be asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for. Recognize that a lot of times as you call upon Him and you supplicate, or actually all the time, every time you call upon Him and supplicate, He knows what you're going to ask Him for. He knows your feelings. You are only trying to articulate it in the most loving and perfect way. But the point of the dua is not just, the point of the supplication is not just the request, but it's what takes place in the process of that request, which is connection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the realization that comes in that process as well. So, O Allah, you are you, and we are who we are. We are your sinful servants, and you are our forgiving Lord. So we ask you, O Allah, to forgive each and every single one of us. Allahumma ameen. Jazakumullahu khayran to all of you. See you all next time, inshallah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.